Welcome to the Lead Defend Podcast, a show designed to help you grow in faith and leadership as you navigate the stages of young adulthood. We address important faith topics and provide practical life tips, helping you build up your faith as you engage a changing culture. Now, here are your hosts.
Well, hey, welcome to the Lead Defend Podcast. I'm Bill Newton, your host, and we've got something a little bit different for you today as opposed to something specifically on leadership or defending and apologetics. Two things different today. One is I got a special co-host with us today I'll introduce to you in just a minute. But our feature this week is Ryan Scantley, the guy who has been the host of Lead Defend. You probably know him, but Ryan has transitioned into a different position, if you don't already know.
You got to be careful saying the word transition these days, Bill.
We can do a whole podcast on
that. Oh, yeah, you should.
But I thought it would be a really cool opportunity just to take a brief podcast and celebrate the way God has used Ryan in all this, Lead Defend and the podcast. And so before we get to him, let me introduce our co-host that's going to be with us, Hannah Gane. If you don't know Hannah, she is part of our Arkansas Baptist State Convention. So I want to give her a moment. Hannah, just tell our listeners a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name is Hannah Gane, and I just started serving here at the conventions in July. And so my role is I'm just helping with events that we do throughout the year. So that's super fun. And my husband is Thomas Gane, and he is the Conway BCM director. And so we just moved to Conway in June, and we're loving it. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we are glad to have Hannah on board. If you are a student pastor, and you may have seen some of the Explore Your Call stuff that we're working on for students who are called to ministry or wrestling with the call to ministry, in some ways we're trying to partner not only with them but with local churches to help them come alongside those students and with some different resources and done some podcasts, have some roundtables coming up, some Zooms that we've done. Mm-hmm. And so Hannah has been a key part of that. So glad to have you with us on this. And part of the reason we invited Hannah to be here is because she also has a little bit of connection with Ryan as well. And so I'm sure that will come up in the time together. But Ryan, do this, man. Tell us just kind of the history of what led to the Lead Defend podcast and anything you'd like to share about that.
Sure. Well, first, I mean, it is an honor being with Hannah. Hannah led two of the largest college ministries, two of the largest ministries in the state of Arkansas, and really in the Mid-South, student ministry and college ministry at Cross Church for a long, long time. So we all have a lot to learn from Hannah Gane. So Lead Defend podcast started, man, it's probably been 6 years ago now, and we wanted to start offering an opportunity for folks to kind of grow in leadership and equipping for defense of the gospel throughout the year. Of course, we have a great Lead Defend conference that is every spring, early spring, and so we wanted to add an additional resource so that folks could hear from really the personalities behind Lead Defend. And they drew the short straws, and I got it, and then Seth Tucker got it back in the day. And we were hosting with really just asking those personalities that are great leaders and great apologetics leaders questions kind of related to the faith.
Very cool. And so you and Seth did it for a while.
Yep, around about 3 years.
Yep, and then Seth transitioned out of the convention into the local church. Mm-hmm. And then you and Brock ended up doing the podcast.
Brock and I have done it now for about 3 years. And it's really fun going back and listening to the very first ones. I started this podcast when I was single. And so our first... Our first series was on singleness, dating, how do you navigate that?
That's
so I got engaged
funny.
While doing the podcast, got married, had kids while doing the podcast. So really, this podcast has kind of followed me throughout history. So if you go back to the very earliest ones, you'll hear single Ryan talking about what is he looking for in somebody he's dating. So
nice. And how did that end up for you?
I got him. I was looking for somebody that was hot, that was holy, and had earning potential. And I got all three of those, and her name is Allie. So,
man, that's really cool.
And it's led to one kid and now two coming here soon.
All right. So thinking back over the podcast, not sure exactly how many are there. We know we're getting close to a big celebration as far as maybe near 100 or so. We're going to go back and check on that. But as you think back over the last 6 years of podcast, any particular podcasts that stand out to you as ones that were just really great interviews or somebody that you enjoyed getting to know, whether on the apologetic side or the leadership side of things?
There are two in particular that stick out. Number one, with Abdu Murray, who came and spoke at a Lead Defend conference. And man, just the apologetics mind that he has was fascinating. And he was so, so good. But secondly, one with Nick Soltmeyer. And so you can go back and find that one. Nick leads out at J.B. Hunt and is a VP of operations there. And Nick was talking about what kind of person he looks for when he's hiring and how as a young adult to kind of navigate through management in systems of leadership. And it was just really insightful because I've lived my life in ministry, but there's a whole host of young people that are making a huge impact for Jesus that are living it in the corporate world. And just hearing how to navigate through that well. Nick talked a lot about how, you know, some corporations have values that you as a Christian may not hold. And so how do you hold to your values while honoring your company well? And it was just a really telling episode.
All right. Very good. Well, Hannah, I know you guys have a little bit of a connection, you and Ryan.
Yes.
So tell our listeners that story as they get to know you a little
bit.
Yeah.
So my husband and I were set up by Ryan and my former boss at Cross Church, Luke Harper. So they finagled away and we went on a date, and here we are married for almost a year. So lots to owe
if
to
I can
Ryan.
Give some more details. Yeah, and this may be a bit embarrassing to Hannah, so
oh, bring it on, please.
So, you know, Luke, who was an incredible college pastor, now serves at a church outside of Tallahassee, and Luke had asked, he said, hey, I got two great girls on staff and they need good guys to marry. And I said, I happen to have good guys to marry. working in college ministry, you just you grow this network
that's
of folks.
Right.
And so I sent Luke a list of guys. I said, hey, these are some of my top lists.
I will say, I only saw two. I never saw the full list.
Hannah's defending herself before I finish telling the story.
I only saw two.
And so the list goes to Hannah, and she picks two of those.
Because I only saw two.
So she picks two of those, and she's like, I would be interested in these guys. So I always remind Thomas, I'm like, all right, Thomas, I just need you to know there was another guy on the list. And I'm glad you pulled it off. We didn't have to go to second choice. So
that's so cool.
But that's, and here we are.
Here they are. So Hannah and Thomas have been married for since December 2024.
Yeah.
So
A year.
Yeah. December 2023, I should say.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a fun story, but I will say this. That story is representative of, honestly, one of the things I love about ministry in Arkansas is that, you know, I tell people all the time, Arkansas is a decent-sized state, and there's lots of space, if you will, between cities and all that kind of stuff. But Arkansas, you can also be as networked as you want to be, and it's amazing just those type of stories of people who are from different places, how God just brings them together. And then even now, just you guys continue to kind of be connected with ministry and stuff through the convention, and I'd love that about Arkansas.
Yeah, folks are deeply connected here, and that's been one of the fun things about the podcast, honestly, is just hearing the stories of how God's used other people to impact people's lives, and their lives are now products of that, and they're doing ministry in big ways, and yeah, it's just fun kind of seeing that play out.
Yeah. So if you're in ministry and you're not networked very well, get networked. There are so many, there are so many great opportunities to get networked through the convention and through roundtables and conferences and econ coming up and all just lead to family.
And
all
I would
kinds
even say,
things.
Whether you're in ministry or not, I mean, have a network of folks that can support you, strengthen you as you're walking through life, because there are discouraging times and there are really, really exciting times.
Absolutely.
Just having that network there to really support you is a huge
absolutely.
Thing.
Well, so lead, defend. Obviously, we have two emphases, leadership and apologetics. Mm-hmm. And you're a really great leader. But when I think of you first and foremost, and maybe this is because of when you and I first met years ago and crossed paths.
Sure.
One of the passions that we had in common was apologetics. Mm. Tell our listeners a little bit just what drew you to being involved in apologetics and how that passion began developing for you.
Well, and I would say, Bill, I'm not a strong apologist. Like, I wish I were better. You're far greater at that than I am. But it's really out of necessity. Like, apologetics is just a defense of the gospel, like saying, this is why I believe what I believe. And I've just found in Christian life, knowing why you believe what you believe and being able to defend it and tell people about it is really a huge path to evangelism. Apologetics is not my passion for apologetics' sake. I just love evangelism, telling other people about Jesus. And so apologetics is one of those things that comes up to break down barriers so that more people can meet Jesus.
That's good. Very good.
And working for years on college campuses, I mean, you see those things. You see the questions people are asking and just really having a response to them. So now I've transitioned in August of 2024 to the pastor of Eastside Baptist Church in Fort Smith. And it is a significant transition.
No doubt.
I'm going from being the oldest person in most rooms to now I'm just kind of middle of the pack in our church. And so it is a different environment, different feel. But what I'm finding is the same questions that college students have are the same questions that 7-year-old women have.
That's right.
And they're the same questions that 15-year-old boys have.
That's right.
And so the questions of the faith are really not exclusive to any age demographic. And so folks have asked, Ryan, how has your leadership changed in church ministry? And it really hasn't. Like, I'm just being who God's made me to be and doing it in a different environment. So,
yeah, good. Well, you made a big impact when you were at UCA. Mm-hmm. Made a big
Loved
impact.
It there.
Yes.
And now Thomas is there. So Thomas
yes.
is one of my students at UCA.
I love that.
Taking over as BCM campus minister and doing a great, great job. In fact, I mean, it's just hitting new highs every week, which is a great thing.
I love that. And now at U of A, you yep. went from UCA to U of A yep. and now being at Eastside. Mm-hmm. But I will say one of the cool things I appreciate about you is there are a lot of folks in ministry, in part because of the way you did college ministry. I mean, the guy who succeeded me as youth pastor at First Hot Springs,
sure.
we found, I'll never forget the day you called and said, hey, are you still looking for somebody? I got a guy for you.
Yep.
And it was a guy that was a part of your ministry.
Yep.
So you're leaving a legacy, man, just from all those college students you invested in.
Well, it's been fun. I mean, college ministry really is the most strategic mission field on earth. And it's because of their coming to campus, you know, 18 to 22-year-olds. Yeah. But it's also their sendability. I mean, they can't stay at college forever. If they do,
yeah.
that's really creepy.
Yeah.
But they got to go somewhere.
Too. They got to finish at some point.
They got to make money.
Yeah.
And so their sendability, like they're going, whether it's the different communities in Arkansas, across the state, nation, world, they're going. They may as well go with a purpose to serve Jesus. So.
Yeah. Beautiful, man. Well, thank you for just all you have done for college students. And in youth ministry circles, because you were a part of Super Summer for a long time.
Sure.
You and I worked together at
yep.
Super Summer in a variety of ways. And man, your legacy for helping start the Lead Defend podcast is going to continue on, brother.
Well, I've loved it. Excited about the days ahead and excited to see you at the next Lead Defend conference. And you can always find out more information at leaddefend.org.
That's right. So keep listening up. Our future is, although Ryan will not be a part of the podcast, Brock and I will still be doing those. Hannah, we hope to have on from time to time with us as well. And we look forward to seeing you at Lead Defend and maybe some of these other opportunities that will be coming up where we have some apologists coming up here in the state. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye, everybody.
That's it for this episode of Lead Defend. To hear more episodes from the Lead Defend crew, visit absc.org/podcasts. If you liked what you heard, rate and review us on your favorite podcast listening site. Want to learn more information about the next Lead Defend conference? Visit leaddefend.org.